hit this one, Miles.
You are listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of The Business Called Cricket. I am your host, Rika Roy, NDTV's deputy editor. Outside the newsroom, this is a fun space for me, and I love chatting about the game. My effort has been to get you a 360-degree view of it. So today, we connect with one of the key stakeholders, the fans. Now, India remains the largest country of origin for expatriates and immigrant communities, with 55 million strong diaspora across the world. And do you know what connects them? Well, it is cricket. One man who's been trying to connect them since 1999, and now 1.3 billion, courtesy the IPL, is Rakesh Patel, a British Indian who started Bharat Army back in 1999, and it has now emerged as India's 12th man or woman, or the number one support group. Rakesh, thank you very, very much for joining me on this podcast from London.
No problem, Rika. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I would like to start off by asking you, what has been the origins of Bharat Army? Did you get inspired from the English cricket fans, the Bami Army?
Absolutely, we did, yeah. So the Bharat Army started, like you said, in 1999 during the Cricket World Cup in England. It was actually during the India versus Pakistan match in Manchester that, you know, four British Indians from different parts of the UK came together. And for those of you who remember that match, in the stadium that day, it was 70% Pakistan fans. So
I was very few. I remember it.
Yeah. And so very few Indian fans on that day, actually.
Yes.
So we decided that, you know, because all four of us were sitting in different parts of the stadium, mm-hmm. that, you know, we should come together and support the team together, strengthen numbers, if you like. And that's where the Bharat Army really started, you know. And last year, you know, we celebrated our 20-year anniversary with India-Pakistan at the World Cup, again in Manchester. But obviously this time it was probably 70% India fans in the stadium rather than 70% Pakistan fans. And we won again, obviously.
I know. And these days when we see wherever India plays, the grounds are packed to the rafters with India fans. It's mostly the Bharat Army, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, one thing you'll say that is wherever India play, and you know, Virat Kohli as the captain talks about this quite a lot, but wherever India play, anywhere around the world, you always see huge numbers of Indian cricket fans, right?
Yeah, and Virat Kohli says that if you make these stadiums into their home ground.
Absolutely, especially during the big tournaments, right? Whenever you see big tournaments around the world, it's a sea of blue wherever you go.
Right. Tell us, how did you put this all together? I mean, right now, when we look at you guys, it seems like a very organized setup of fans that you have. It isn't like you've put together a group of people who are trying to do things, but you have your targets and you set out to do those targets and fulfill them. It's a very professionally managed outfit, and that's what gets me.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. But it wasn't always like that, Rika, right? At the beginning, we were just a bunch of passionate Indian cricket fans, right, who just wanted to follow the team wherever they played around the world. But, you know, the appetite for Indian cricket fans to travel abroad and to follow the team, you know, for big tournaments, big series now, that's grown over the last 20 years, right? So what we've done is been quite smart, and, you know, we thought about, right, where are the big communities of Indian cricket fans around the world? And let's identify the similar people like us who have the similar type of passion for Indian cricket and for their country. And we basically developed, you know, a regional model where we try and find people who want to grow those communities within our bigger community around the world. And that's effectively how we've grown. We've got like regional heads now around the world. Within those regions, we have states as well, where places like Sydney, for example, Melbourne, Adelaide, we have huge followings now, right? If you look in the UK, across the UK, you know, we have regional heads as well. So we try and build these communities within these communities. And then obviously when India are traveling abroad, that's how you see the numbers that you see of Bharat Army in the stadiums.
So I have met you guys in England, I've met you guys in West Indies, in South Africa and in Australia. How do you connect all these people, you know, different parts of the world together? Is it the internet that has made your job easy?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people say that over the last sort of 5-6 years, we've seen Bharat Army's presence, you know, really grow substantially. And that's fair. I think that's an absolute fair statement. And that's, like you said, pretty much because of the world of social media now, right? It's much easier to connect people. It's much easier to share the kind of experience that we offer. And then when people see us in the stadiums, when they watch us on TV, you know, they want to be part of that experience, right? And what they do is they find us on social media and they reach out to us. And, you know, we've got over 1 million followers now across social media, nearly 80,000 registered members now. Every time there's a big tournament or there's a big series, the demand, you know, to want to be part of the Bharat Army during that tournament series, you know, is massive, is huge, you know. Definitely demand absolutely outstrips supply.
Before we go into the workings of Bharat Army and how, you know, it has brought together a community, you've made a brotherhood and sisterhood of traveling fans, let me ask you, what are you guys doing during this IPL? We know fans are not allowed in the stadium, but, you know, big players like Virat Kohli, big players like David Warner, they feed off the energy of the crowd. How do you keep this energy going during the IPL?
Yeah, I mean, look, one thing that we try to do is, like you said, millions of Indian cricket fans around the world who would love to obviously be in the stadiums, right? And what we've tried to do is to create an online platform through our social channels to keep the fans as engaged as possible, you know, give them a voice, give them a platform where they can, you know, voice their sort of frustrations, if you like, or their happiness when their team wins. So we've created various different sort of campaigns, whether it's our fan campaign, which is basically after each match, you know, we pick out some hardcore fans from each franchise to give a 60-minute soundbite of their team's performance, whether it was good or bad. We do weekly podcasts now where we pick out 8 fans from each of the franchises where we debate, you know, that week's performance from that franchise. But we try to keep the fans as engaged as possible just to make them feel part of the tournament, even though they can't be in the stadiums.
What about the connection with the team? Because, you know, when you're traveling with the team, you are that much close to the team. You can connect with the team when the game's over or maybe during pre-match. But what about now? Are the media managers helping you remain connected with the team in some way, reaching your messages to the players?
Yeah, I mean, we do it in different ways with different teams. You know, so some teams, the players within those teams, we already have relationships with if they've played for, you know, any of the India teams, even the under-19 teams. A lot of the under-19 players, we regularly connect with them. They regularly, you know, engage with us on our social channels. We've done, you know, live broadcasts with them. And, you know, we support all the Indian teams, the men's teams and the women's teams, right? So we know a lot of the players ourselves. So we've done some content with the players directly. We've reached out to all of the franchise social media handles and we're doing various different bits of content with them as well. But everything is driven by the fans because ultimately we're a fan group, right? So, and within our fan group, when the IPL is on, you know, we try and focus that around the franchise model, right? So we reach out to the franchises directly and do engagement with, you know, with their channels as well.
Fans, I believe, are one of the biggest stakeholders of IPL or any sort of cricket that is played. And IPL perhaps is one of the most unique products in cricket that we have. But what do the fans really get out of being associated with the teams?
Well, I think, you know, it's a sense of belonging, right? It's a sense of community. So just like we've done with the Indian cricket team, you know, I believe that kind of fan culture, that kind of fan loyalty is really developing in India at a rapid rate, you know. And I used to say that in India, you have in India what you call organized noise in a stadium where, you know, you could go to any cricket stadium, particularly in white ball cricket, and the stadiums are packed, right? And there's a lot of hysteria, a lot of noise. What Bharat Army brings is a bit of organization to that, right? Where there's, whether it's through the merchandise that you wear, so you know, you've got you know, your colors that you're wearing on the match day, the songs that we sing, organized travel. So what you bring is kind of organized noise rather than unorganized noise to a cricket stadium. And I think from an IPL perspective, that's growing, right? You're now seeing a lot of the franchises having organized fan clubs, which they never had before, you know. So I think that culture is developing in India, and I think that's only for the better of the franchise and the better for the experience the fans get as well.
Rakesh, do you think these franchises, these IPL cricket teams can in the future have fan following like a Manchester United or an Arsenal or a Chelsea or even a PSG for that matter?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you're seeing it already, Rika, because if you look at sort of some of the franchises, like, for example, Delhi Capitals, who's obviously a franchise that's rebranded itself, they've set up a fan club called DC Dolly, right? So that's a brand new fan club. You know, they actually sing some of the songs that we sing for the Indian cricket players. So,
lovely.
So the Rishabh Pant song, if you go onto DC Dolly's handle, you'll see that they've taken that and they've credited Bharat Army as well, because that's one of his, well, their players, obviously. Mumbai have Mumbai Pultan, you know, Bangalore have RCB Army. So you are seeing this culture develop within the IPL franchises, and I think that's brilliant. You know, it will make the fans more connected to that franchise by having an official kind of supporters group.
You know, Rakesh, I have been connected with Indian cricket for about 20 years. Now, for the first time, you know, when I opened the Bharat Army website, I saw some real good merchandise. There have been merchandise which have been floated by the BCCI, by partners of NON, but they are not for cricket fans like the ones that Manchester United has, like the ones Chelsea has. The range of merchandise that they have to, you know, pick up to support their teams, Indian cricket team, though we've had champion performers, you know, we never had such things, but probably Bharat Army is for the first time getting them to us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been doing merchandise since our first major tour to South Africa in 2003. And we only made sort of 400 tops, basically, you know, to make sure that we have this kind of community traveling abroad, you know, that unique kind of everyone wears the same colours kind of approach. And we sold those out very, very quickly. And so we've always done merchandise. The key thing about our merchandise is actually it's designed by the fans. It's not designed by some, you know, designer somewhere sitting in a studio. What we do is we come up with a couple of options, and then we get the fans to give us feedback, and we get the fans to actually design the actual merchandise itself, right? So, you know, you're getting the fans, again, engaged and getting the fans involved in the product effectively they'll be buying and wearing, right? So we have a new jersey that's being released very soon for the Australia series, and that's a jersey where we ran a competition during lockdown where we asked on social media fans to come up with some designs, and you know, we chose a design from one of our followers, and that design is now being manufactured, and it'll be in you know, available to purchase just before the Australia series. So you're absolutely right, you know, that kind of organization is what we've created.
You know, I totally dig your pagri and the glasses that your fans wear to whip up the frenzy in the stadium. And I've been seeing for the last few years, I think from the 2013 Champions Trophy, the kind of presence, the kind of colour that you have brought into the stadium has really also made a difference in the Indian team's performance. Because as I was saying, they feed off the energy of these fans. But tell us a little more about, you know, connecting these fans through travel. How does, you know, in the post-COVID world, travel become possible? How many of them do you think will travel now? And the ones who don't travel, what happens to them?
Obviously, post-COVID is difficult to say what the world will look like from a travel perspective. You know, I'm having conversations right now with Cricket Australia around, you know, the demand that we've had for fans who want to travel for that series, right? It's huge demand. You know, even for the T20 World Cup, which was postponed in Australia, we had huge demand. You know, over 18,000 fans from India had booked tickets for that tournament,
wow.
Right? So huge numbers were expected to travel, right? So I think the appetite will always be there for Indian cricket fans to travel. What it looks like post-COVID, I think it's going to very much depend on sort of, you know, different governments, you know, rulings around, you know, allowing fans to travel into their country, you know, but the demand will never be an issue, Rika, for Indian cricket fans to travel around the world. We've always had that. This is the reason why we set up Bharat Army Travel in the first place. So we could manage travel for fans in an official capacity where you travel together as a community, you know, with official tickets, and you sit together and you enjoy the game together, wherever that might be around the world, right? So I don't think that's ever going to be a challenge. Even for the England series next year, you know, the demand that we have for the England series, you know, completely outstrips supply for us, right? And that's from Indian fans traveling from all over the world, right, to be in England next year.
And please tell us about you having become the official travel partner with ICC during 2017 Champions Trophy. How did that happen? And that also comes with managing the tickets for the fans. How do you do it? And, you know, tickets always remain a dodgy or a grey area when fans are traveling, because there's so much black marketing around. How do you kind of get all these things under control?
Yeah, and it's a really good question, Rika, because one thing we realized was that in 2017, when the demand for people to travel with Bharat Army became huge, I pitched Steve Elworthy at Lord's. He was the managing director of the Champions Trophy in 2017 and the Cricket World Cup in 2019. I said, look, you know, demand we have is huge. You know, we think it'd be great if you could give us an official ICC travel and tours license, which would allow us to sell official travel packages with tickets, basically. And so we did that for 2017. Demand was great. And in 2019, we had over 11,000 Indian cricket fans from 22 countries around the world travel to England for that World Cup. So huge numbers. And the most important part of that is what you said, right? These are official packages, you know, through the ICC, through their, you know, travel programs that they offer. We also offer, you know, priority access to tickets outside of travel, you know, so if you don't want to be part of our travel package, if you're a Bharat Army member, you also get priority access to these tickets through these series and these tournaments as well, where just by being a Bharat Army member, you get an increased chance of getting tickets for these big tournaments. And again, these are official tickets as well.
Before I talk a little more about your involvement, how you're engaging the fans during the IPL, I would like to question you about the, you know, the integrity aspect in cricket. There's a lot of talk around, you know, fixing. There's a lot of talk around betting, and often, you know, aspersions cast on fans who are around the Indian cricket team. How, because they're around, there's a section of them are betting, a section of them are connecting with the team and in indulging in betting. How do you tell the Bharat Army fans the importance of integrity and not to kind of indulge in illegal activities in the countries they're traveling in? Because I understand that betting is legal in Britain, but not legal in some parts of the globe.
First and foremost, what I would say, Rike, is if you go onto our website, we have our Bharat Army values. When I first started Bharat Army, I felt it was very important that anyone who wanted to be associated with the Bharat Army, wanted to be a member of the Bharat Army and traveled around the world with us, they must understand, you know, the importance of our values, right? So our values are very important to us. And, you know, we've had, not just from a betting perspective, from an integrity perspective, but, you know, you do get these hysterical fans, right, who behave in a certain way. And if you remember, Rika, years ago when India used to lose matches, you know, players' effigies used to be burnt. And we've matured as a fan group, I think, you know.
Like, you think so? Indian fans have matured?
I think so. I don't think you get that sort of hysterical type of behavior that we used to get before. And it's certainly something we don't promote. You know, if you look at our social media handles, we never post anything negative about our teams, whether they won or lost. You know, we always positivity. On that season, we get a lot of respect for the players. They value us because we support them, whether they, you know, win, lose or draw, you know. But from a betting perspective, you know, it's not something that, you know, we actually get that much issue with, right? We don't encourage it. We've had a lot of betting companies wanting to, you know, have their sort of
association with you.
Yeah, 100%. They want to use our channels to promote their company, and we don't do it. You know, it's not something we promote. It's not something we want to be associated with. And I think, you know, there's other fan groups that do that. We don't do that.
Rakesh, I think you mentioned a very important and a very interesting thing about being positive towards the players. And right now, when most of the world is connecting with players, with communities through social media, there are a great number of trolls. You know, the troll army is huge on social media. Now, when you take a fan, when you induct a fan, do you go through their social media feed to see that they have not been trolls in the past?
We don't do that because the number of fans we have, the number of members we have are too big. But what we do is if we see someone behaving or commenting even on social media in a negative way, we delete that comment and we block that fan, right? Because that's not what being part of Bharat Army is all about. You know, we're all about positivity. We're all about encouragement. We're a supporters group, right? So the definition of what we do is in that word, support, right? So if we're giving negative feedback, that doesn't help the team, that doesn't help the individual, and there's nothing positive that comes out of that, right? So so from our perspective, you know, we don't encourage that kind of behavior, but also if we do see it, you know, we have a word with those individuals, or we block them and stop them from commenting on our post. So, you know, if you, like I said, if you look at our social media, you know, we don't have any of that ever.
Rakesh, you started out as a social group and now you're a company. How do you manage a fan company? It's a very unique concept.
It is, actually. And you know, a lot of people, you know, they only recognize Bharat Army for what they see on the TV, right? See us in the stadiums, etc. What they don't know is that we have an office in Ahmedabad, in Mumbai. We have an office in London. We have an office in Australia. So we have a proper organization to what we do. You know, we have employees that work for us full time. We have a social media team. We have a travel team. You're an operations team. So it's a proper
How many teams do you have?
What is it, a proper organization that's been built over in the last 5-6 years aggressively, I would say. But that's, again, just purely to manage the demand of everything we do. You know, we have a merchandising team, for example, right, that manages our merchandise full time now, you know. So it's a proper organization with, like any organization, you have different teams, different divisions, and that's what we have, basically.
And how do you drive the commerce? Is it through sponsorships that you get?
From multiple ways. So the biggest element of revenue for us is through our travel programs. That's how, you know, the revenue that we generate, but definitely through sponsorship. So, you know, during the Cricket World Cup, we had sponsorship with, you know, the likes of Hublot. We did something with Virat Kohli and Puma, you know, with multiple brands, basically, not just one particular brand. Any brand who wanted to engage fans or elevate their brand through the fans, they see Bharat Army as a vehicle which enables them to do that, basically. So sponsorship is definitely one, but mainly through travel. So obviously right now is quite tough for us with obviously no travel around, but you know, that's hopefully only around the corner for us.
Perhaps the other thing is merchandising then, if there's no travel, to build your merchandise platform, isn't it? And connect with the fans.
From a merchandise perspective, there isn't much profit margin in merchandise. You know, we do merchandise purely because we want people to feel part of something. So we make our merchandise very affordable, very accessible.
The sense of ownership, just to develop the sense of ownership.
The sense of community, the sense of being part of something, basically. So there's not much margin in merchandise. It's more to make sure people feel part of something.
Rakesh, when we talk about cricket, I would love for you to tell our fans, tell our Indian listeners some stories of your connection, your group's connection with the Indian cricket stars. I know that you've done a lot of stuff with Virat Kohli off late. And, you know, really, the way they came to you, they connected with you and the stuff they did with you. I'm sure a lot of people would love to know those stories.
I mean, one of the earliest stories, Rico, was probably one that is probably not very well documented. Obviously, a lot of people would have seen us partying with the Indian cricket team after the Australia series recently. But in 2003, when India beat Pakistan in Johannesburg, there was 400 of us, like I said to you, and we arranged a post-match party in a bar. And I sent a letter to the team manager saying, look, we'd love to invite the Indian cricket team to celebrate the victory over Pakistan with us. And we've cordoned off an area in this bar that we've hired. We didn't think for a minute that the team would turn up. Then around 2 hours after we were in the bar, the whole team turned up. Everyone from Sachin, Dravid, and, you know, some of those scenes were the most, you know, surreal moments that, you know, I've ever experienced as a cricket fan, you know, to celebrate, you know, your team beating Pakistan in a World Cup match, you know, literally hours after they'd beaten them. And, you know, very surreal moment. You know, unfortunately, those days, camera phones weren't, you know, like they are now. So only a few pictures were ever taken. But those, you know, those moments, I think we'll cherish forever, right? So, you know, that just goes to show that, you know, the team really do value the support that, you know, we bring, you know, bring to them, right? Because they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to turn up. But the fact they turned up kind of helps us, you know, understand what we're all about, if that makes sense, and encourages you to keep supporting them the way we do.
Any other stories that have happened off late you would like to share?
Yeah, the most recent one was obviously 2018 was a really big year for Indian cricket because we played South Africa in South Africa and we lost and we had big numbers that went to South Africa. We played obviously England in England and we lost that series. And again, you know, we had huge numbers that followed the team round in that series. So when we got to Australia, you know, we had seen two big series and India had lost both big series, but we still turned up in huge numbers to support, you know, the team in Australia, right? And at the end of the series, the media manager for the BCCI came up to me and he said to me, look, the team would love to do something with you to really thank you for, you know, the whole year support that you've given us. You know, you've traveled everywhere and you support us everywhere. So what they did was at the end of the Sydney test match, they arranged for us to welcome back the team to the hotel in a private area where the whole team came and celebrated with us. We cut a cake, you know, they signed jerseys for us, took photos with us, danced with us. And I'm sure you must have seen those videos that went viral, right?
So, yes.
And again, you know, I think as a fan group, you know, your purpose is to basically support the team. And when the team value you like that, I don't think you can ask for anything more, right? So most recently, and you know, I remember talking to Virat that day, and he said, look, you guys have been amazing for us throughout 2018. This is just our way of thanking you, you know. So that meant so much that the players actually valued our support in that way. And again, that it just encourages us to do more and obviously encourages more fans, you know, to be part of us, right? Because I'm sure they would like to experience that as well.
Rakesh, I'm really keen to know the fans who travel, Are they basically the IT guys who are spread all over the world? What kind of people? They're all professionals, I know. And I have met most of them who are from IT background, which is why I'm asking you this question.
You would be shocked, Rika, if I tell you some of the stories of the kind of fans that we have. We have, you know, I think we have three types of fans in the Bharat Army, right? Mm-hmm. You have the fans who basically just turn up because India are in their country and they want to watch cricket, they want to watch India. Mm-hmm. You have then, you know, fans who want to basically be wherever the Indian cricket team are, but they can't because of the limitations. However, when India are in their city, you know, they will make sure if there's 5 days of a test match, they'll be there for all 5 days, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have the hardcore fans, right? So I'll give you a story of one girl who basically, we have a Bharat Army member of the year every year, and she's won it for 2 years in a row. And the reason why she's won it for 2 years in a row is in 2018, she went to South Africa, right? Then she came to England. She's from Chennai, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. She went to South Africa with her family, with her husband and her wife, who are not big cricket fans. They didn't enjoy the experience because she was so focused on the cricket, they couldn't even do a safari, right? So they said, for the England series, you go by yourself. We're not interested in coming with you, right? So she went to England by herself. And then she came to Australia for two test matches, yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, for the Sydney test match, she was due to travel to California to be on an off-site with her company, right? And that meant she had to leave on the fourth day. Right. And Virat was going to lift the trophy to win the series on the fifth day. She phoned up her boss, right, and said, I'm not coming to California. I want to watch Virat lift the trophy on the fifth day. And she didn't travel to California just because of that reason. She phoned up her husband and said, look, I'm not going to come home on time. I'm going to miss my daughter's birthday just because I want to watch Virat lift the trophy. Those are the kind of fans that we have in the Bharat Army. We have all different types of fans, and that's fine. You know, not everybody has to be like that individual, you know. Mm. And a lot of them will be sort of professionals who work in that country who, you know, when India are there, you know, they see that sense of, you know what, that's my country, sense of belonging, and I'm there to support my team. But that's fine as well, right? You know, fans are all different, come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what really stood out for me was a lady on the day India played South Africa in Melbourne in 2015 World Cup. She traveled all the way from Singapore. Her husband couldn't accompany her. Her mother went with her. She was 7 months pregnant. And she was there in Melbourne amidst the 80,000 crowd just to watch India play South Africa. That was such a moment.
Yeah, and there are lots of fans like that, Rika. You know, I mean, it's difficult to single out one or two fans, right? Because, you know, we are the most passionate fans in the world. You know, we are dedicated to our team like no other fans are, I believe. And I've seen it, right? Over the last 20, 30 years of traveling around the world, I've seen lots of people who have this type of passion for the team. You know, there's just too many to mention.
Rakesh, we understand that, you know, building a group of traveling fans is also about connecting with fans from other countries. In a way, you know, it turns out to be cricket diplomacy, you know, for going from one country. And we do travel as diplomats from one country to another. How was it then, you know, you establish relationships with other fans, and particularly, you know, with Pakistan fans, whom we have an intense rivalry, and get that going? Because I see Indians and Pakistanis these days sitting together in the stands.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we mentioned how we started in, you know, 1999, and the whole purpose of, you know, the four of us trying to sit together was, you know, if you remember 1999 was during the Kargil War, right? So during that match, you might have remembered yourself, Rika, there was a lot of tension outside the ground, a lot of tension inside the ground, actually, right? But complete opposite 20 years later, where, you know, we had a big concert the night before India versus Pakistan in Manchester last year. And we invited Pakistan fans as well, right? Could we have done that 20 years ago? Probably not, right? So, you know, 20 years later, we're inviting Pakistan fans to help celebrate our 20-year anniversary. And lots of them turned up, you know, lots of them turned up, you know. So I think, you know, you're seeing now, like I said to you, a fan culture developing where there's a mutual respect for fans. You know, when we travel abroad, we have lots of initiatives that we do with, you know, the opposition fan groups. So whether it's Barmy Army, we'll play a cricket match with them for charity, or, you know, whether we go to Australia and play against the Richies, we do something with the Richies. Wherever we go, we try to engage with the fans from that country as well and do something together. Because like you said before, right, you know, without fans, you don't really have cricket, so to speak, right? You can try and manufacture it like we are at the moment, but even the players admit to it, you know, they miss the fans in the stadium. So to have that kind of that banter, that rivalry, but it to be friendly banter, friendly rivalry, I think it's really important that, you know, we engage with those fan groups.
What's your relationship like with the Bami Army?
Oh, it's brilliant. I know those guys really, really well. You know, in fact, you know, when we started in 1999, Paul Burnham, who was the founder of the Bami Army, he gave us a lot of advice, told us the things that we should do and shouldn't do. And we do an awful lot with the Bami Army now. You know, we played a cricket match with them just before the England versus India World Cup match in Birmingham. You know, we played a cricket match with them and it was good fun, right? So lots of things that we do. You know, because we follow similar passions, right? And similar objectives. So it's important that we engage with them in that way.
Right now, when, you know, you are doing most of your stuff on the social media, I've asked you what you're doing to stay connected with the team. Anything special that you're building up towards the latter stages of the IPL? Because right now it's in the initial, very initial stage of the tournament. Anything that we can expect to unfold from the Bharat Army?
Yeah, so we're from a fan perspective, we're doing our first watch party this weekend where we will have rival fans from each franchise on a watch party together. So that should be quite fun, you know, where they'll be commenting, debating, a little bit of banter against each other in a live match scenario. So look out for that, for those of you who are interested. So that's something new, something that you know, you see a lot of watch parties where you see the franchise fans just watching the match together, but these are two rival fans, right? So this should be quite interesting. But obviously you're limited to how much you can actually do, right, as well, right? So the whole purpose behind anything that we do with the fans is to keep them engaged, to give them a platform to voice their opinions, to show their passion for their team. And we try and find the fans who are very knowledgeable, understand the game, and actually make good viewing as well. I think that's important as well, right? So if you're watching them on social media, you know, you can relate to their passion, you can relate to their frustrations, and actually you enjoy watching them as well.
Rakesh, I'm really keen to know which is the biggest IPL rivalry going right now.
Oh, that's a tough question. I think I think historically, maybe not this year, but, you know, every IPL franchise saw Chennai as a rival because of the way, you know, that Visalapudu Army and the way they organise themselves. You know, those are the most passionate IPL fans, I think. But this year, they're not having such a great year, right? So those fans are not as loud as they normally are, right? So and not as vocal as they normally are. But Mumbai RCB is always quite a big rivalry, I think. And I think DC, right? I think DC now, you know, because of the team are performing a little bit better, I think they believe a little bit more. So their fans have become a little bit louder. But I think right now, I'd probably say Mumbai and RCB.
Because of the two stars, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, leading them?
I think so. Yeah, I think, I think RCB's fans are very hopeful this year that they could potentially win it. I mean, they are every year, to be fair. But I think this year more than ever. But I think, yeah, there's a bit of a rival, a bit of a niggle there as well between both sets of fans, right? A lot of the Mumbai fans feel that Rohit Sharma should be the next white ball captain of India, and the RCB fans won't have it any other way, right? So I think that's probably the biggest rivalry right now.
Yes, and that debate is going to go on and on and on. And I think we will get to hear more voices as we approach the India-Australia Test Series. Now, one final question before I let you go, Rakesh. In international cricket today, which is the biggest rivalry? India-Pakistan, India-Australia, India-England? What do you think in terms of, from a fan perspective?
I think historically, if you ask most Indian cricket fans, which is the biggest rivalry, they would have said Pakistan, right? And I think when it comes to ICC tournaments, that's the first fixture that every Indian cricket fan, and I guess Pakistan cricket fan, will always look out for, right? The challenge we have right now is we just don't play Pakistan enough, you know, for them to be, you know, a rival, so to speak, because we play them once every 4 years, once every 2 years, depending on the tournament, right? I personally believe, for me, you know, the biggest rivalry right now for us is Australia, right?
Wow.
Because for me, you know, Australia for years have been the number one cricket team across multiple formats, you know. I think if you look at sort of their test team now, they've come back now, they've got Warner and Smith back in the side again. You know, it'll be a real challenge for us to beat them in Australia this time. And you're now looking at Australia like you were a few years ago, saying, right, to beat Australia in Australia would be the biggest achievement for the Indian cricket team, right? So for me, the biggest rivalry is the team which, you know, gives you the hardest test, and the hardest test is Australia, right? So I think for me personally, Australia is the biggest rivalry for us. And, you know, I flew all the way from London to Sydney to watch that final test match just because I'd been to Australia three times before, saw us got absolutely smashed there, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity to see Virat Kohli lifting a trophy, us beating Australia. So that gives you an idea of how I feel about that rivalry.
Rakesh, I hope in the post-COVID world, you and your Bharat army get the chance to travel to Australia when India goes there to whip up the frenzy and give Virat Kohli and his men the energy that they are looking for. Thank you very much. That's such a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Rika. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, he's hit this one, Miles.
You were listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.